Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we always talk about thinking locally, right? But today, we're taking it a step further. We're diving into action, acting locally. And it all starts with you.
I like that.
It seems like everyone's so quick to blame others these days. But what if real change begins with taking responsibility for ourselves?
Absolutely.
So let's get practical. Imagine yourself 1,000 days from now. Are you living the life you truly want? Are you contributing to the community you envision?
Great questions.
That's what we're exploring today. We're going to give you a roadmap to make that vision a reality.
Awesome. What's interesting is that this whole idea actually stems from a simple concept, the 1,000-day challenge.
Wow, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's inspired by entrepreneur Andy Frisella. And it's not about some magical time warp, right? It's about recognizing that we all have the same 1,000 days ahead of us.
Right.
It's about what we do with those days that truly makes a difference.
I love that. It really levels the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you're starting from, we all have this same chunk of time. Why 1,000 days specifically?
Yeah.
Why not just a year or even 5 years?
It's all about finding that balance between making a significant change and actually achieving it.
Yeah, I could see that.
A year? Well, it might not feel like enough time to create a truly meaningful shift.
Yeah.
But then 5 years? That's so far out that it can be really difficult to stay focused. 1,000 days is kind of the sweet spot.
Yeah.
It's enough time to build something substantial, a business, a book. You could transform your health.
Wow.
But it's also short enough that you can keep that finish line in sight.
I like that.
Keeps you motivated, prevents you from getting lost in the weeds.
Okay, you've sold me on the time frame.
Okay.
But let's be honest, for a lot of us, even knowing where to start is the hardest part.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel totally overwhelmed and end up staying stuck.
Definitely. That's where Andy Frisella's first step comes in. Make a decision. And not just a vague wish, you know, like, oh, I hope things get better. This is a concrete decision about what you actually want your life to look like 1,000 days from now.
I see.
Think about the impact you want to have not just on yourself, but on your community as well. Frisella talks about visualization, and it's super powerful.
Oh, yeah.
You actually picture yourself in vivid detail as if you've already reached that 1,000-day mark.
So it's not enough to just say, I want to be happier or I want to make a difference. We have to get really specific, right?
Mm.
Like really break it down.
Exactly. If we're talking about think and act locally, what changes do you want to see in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start a community garden, mentor young people, maybe run for local office?
No.
Whatever it is, paint that picture in your mind. Really see yourself doing it. Feel the impact it's having. That's what fuels action.
So, first actionable step for our listeners. Take some time this week, even an hour, and map out those 1,000-day goals. Get specific. What do you want to achieve personally, professionally, and how will those achievements affect your community?
Yes.
No more excuses. Time to put pen to paper.
I love it. Making that decision, it's like laying the first brick.
Oh.
But now we got to start building, right? And that's where step two comes in. Execute the plan. This is where a lot of well-intentioned goals completely fall apart.
Oh, tell me about it. I have notebooks full of plans that never went anywhere.
Yeah.
How do we break free from that? How do we actually turn these big dreams into daily actions?
Andy Frisella has this great tool called the Power List. And it's not just your typical to-do list. It's like a strategic weapon against feeling overwhelmed.
Mm.
Think of it like this.
Right.
You got this huge goal you're trying to reach, right? It's like climbing a mountain. The Power List helps you break that climb down into manageable daily steps.
So instead of just staring up at the summit feeling defeated, you're focusing on taking one solid step at a time.
Precisely. And each of those steps, even the small ones, they're all victories.
Right.
Builds momentum, keeps you moving forward, even when the peak seems really far away.
That's great.
And as a bonus, that Power List becomes this record of your progress. You can actually see what's working, what needs to be adjusted. It's like a feedback loop that keeps you on track.
This is making a lot of sense. But what about those days when motivation just dips? Or when life throws you a curveball and it feels impossible to stick to the plan.
That's where the next step comes in. And it's so crucial. Reflect and adjust. We'll delve into that a bit later.
Okay.
But first, I think our listeners deserve a big shout out for taking the time to invest in themselves and their community.
Definitely.
If you're finding value in this deep dive and our mission to inspire positive change locally, we would love for you to support us. Visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Your support helps us keep these conversations going and reach even more people who are ready to make a difference.
Thanks for that.
You know, before the break, we were talking about those times when motivation dips, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or when life just kind of throws a wrench in your plans.
Yeah.
Well, that's where this idea of reflect and adjust comes in. It's step three. And it's really what separates those who just dream about things from those who actually achieve them.
Okay, I have to admit, this is the step I usually just skip over. It's so much easier to just keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not really sure I'm on the right path, but I'm sensing there's more to it than just kind of checking in every once in a while.
You're right. It's not just a quick look in the rearview mirror. It's about really taking the time to honestly evaluate your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And even Andy Frisella, the guy who champions this whole 1,000-day framework, he admits he struggles with this part too.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. And I think that makes it so relatable.
Definitely. So it's not about beating ourselves up for every little mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's about using reflection as a way to learn and grow.
Exactly. And remember, we're applying this to think and act locally. So reflecting isn't just about you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how your actions are impacting your community.
Uh-huh.
Are you actually moving closer to those goals that will benefit your neighborhood, your city? What's working and what needs to change? We have to think about those ripple effects.
Yeah, that adds a whole other layer to it.
It does.
It's not just about self-improvement. It's like being accountable to something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
But how often should we be reflecting? Is this a daily thing? Weekly.
It's kind of like checking the map when you're on a road trip. You don't want to be doing it every 5 minutes, but you also don't want to wait until you're totally lost to course correct.
Right.
Frisella suggests making reflection a regular part of your routine.
Okay.
Maybe it's just taking 15 minutes at the end of each day to jot down some notes in a journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what went well, what challenges came up, or maybe prefer a longer session once a week to really dive into your progress on your power list. Find what works best for you, but just make it consistent.
So it's not just about checking things off a to-do list. It's about actually engaging with the process, being mindful of the journey.
Exactly. And that's where the adjust part comes into play. Reflection without action is just daydreaming, right?
True.
Once you've taken stock of your progress, it's time to be honest with yourself. Are your actions bringing you closer to your goals, or are they taking you further away? Is it the plan that needs to be adjusted? Or is it how you're executing it?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's easy to just blame the plan, but sometimes it's really our own habits or our mindset that's holding us back.
Absolutely.
How do we know when it's time for a real course correction versus when we're just giving up too soon?
It's all about being able to differentiate between impatience and a genuine misalignment. Remember that mountain climbing analogy we talked about?
Yeah.
Sometimes you hit a really steep section and you need to change your approach.
Right.
Maybe even find a new trail. But that doesn't mean you give up on reaching the summit.
Okay.
It just means you're being more strategic about how you get there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think it applies to think and act locally as well.
Right.
Let's say you started a community garden, but it's not doing well. Do you just throw in the towel, or do you reflect on what's happening, make some adjustments, maybe team up with a local gardening expert to get things back on track?
Love that.
It's about staying committed to that positive change, even if the path isn't always straight and easy.
Exactly. And that's really where the true power of this framework lies. It's not about being perfect.
Uh-huh.
It's about persistence, resilience, and having that willingness to learn and adapt as you go.
This has been so insightful.
Good.
I'm already starting to think about how I can apply these principles in my own life and how I can encourage others in my community to do the same.
I love to hear that. And you know, if this deep dive has sparked something in you, if it's made you think differently about your goals and your impact on your community, we would love for you to join us in the Think and Act Locally movement. Head over to thinkandactlocally.com/donate, the link's in the show notes, and think about supporting our mission. Your contribution helps us empower even more people to create positive change one step at a time.
You know, as we've been breaking down this 1,000-day framework, it's really hit me that it's not just about achieving specific goals. It's really about the whole journey. It's about the mindset we bring to it.
That's such a key point. It's about perspective, right? The way we view those 1,000 days will determine whether it feels like we're struggling uphill or if it feels like an exciting adventure.
It's true. And it's easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day and lose sight of the big picture, especially when we're talking about acting locally. You might be planting a community garden one seed at a time, but it's hard to see the full impact right away.
It's like one of those time-lapse videos where you see a tiny seedling grow into this huge tree in just seconds. We don't always witness those dramatic changes happening in real time, but they're happening. And that's where cultivating a sense of gratitude becomes really important.
Gratitude. How does that tie into achieving goals and making a difference locally?
It's about shifting our focus. Instead of dwelling on what we lack, we start appreciating what we already have.
Okay.
When we're grateful for the small wins, the progress we've made, the support we have, it keeps us motivated, helps us stay resilient when things get tough. Think about it. Would you be more likely to volunteer your time if you were focused on everything wrong in your community, or if you were grateful for the good things that already exist and wanted to build on those?
That's a great point. It's about choosing to see the glass half full. Not because we're ignoring the problems, but because that positive outlook gives us the energy to actually address them.
Exactly. And gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It actually changes the way our brains work.
Yeah.
It makes us more optimistic, more focused on finding solutions. Mm-hmm. So when those inevitable setbacks happen, because let's face it, they will, we're better prepared to handle them.
So instead of getting discouraged when that community garden gets hit by a late frost, we take a deep breath, remember how far we've come, and think about how to protect the plants next time.
Exactly. Progress isn't always linear.
Right.
There are going to be ups and downs, detours, moments where you might question whether you're actually making a difference.
Hmm.
But that's where having the right perspective is essential.
Yeah.
It's about accepting those bumps in the road as part of the journey.
It's like learning how to ride a bike. You're going to fall a few times.
Yeah.
But you get back up, adjust, and eventually you're cruising down the street.
And as you're cruising, you know, you're not just improving your own life, you're potentially inspiring others to hop on their bikes too.
That's a good point.
That's the power of think and act locally. Your personal growth can create a ripple effect, generating positive change that goes way beyond just you.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation. I'm leaving with a renewed sense of purpose and a practical way to actually make my goals happen. And I know our listeners are feeling inspired too.
I hope so. Remember, you have 1,000 days ahead of you. What will you do with them? Will you just stand by and watch things happen, or will you step up and be an agent of change?
That's a powerful question for us all to consider, and one that we hope leads to action. If this deep dive has given you valuable insights and you believe in our mission to empower individuals and build stronger communities, please consider supporting Think and Act locally. Visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Your contribution helps us continue these conversations and provide resources to those who are ready to make a difference. Until next time, keep thinking locally and act boldly.